Well, it's in Macy's. You go and you walk in from Union Square, and you take a special elevator, which is marked Burger Bar, and you go up, and then you get off, and they've got this amazing view, and then the $60 burger is Kobe beef, half pound, and then they also cover it in truffles and foie gras, and that is $60. They also have a surf and turf burger, which is the Kobe beef, but then they put half of a lobster tail. And then they
also slaughter an animal just in front of you. Sure you're killing as
well,
much.
Well, if you're going to go that far, where you're going to spend $60 on a hamburger, then I think it's only right that you're watching death in front of you as you're conquering the world. So,
dude, I don't spend $60 on anything.
I know. Well, you're very tight with your money, so I don't expect that you spend $60 on anything. But
I'm probably the most tight-wadded, neurotic Mexican. That's
so when you take your wife out, like. Can you go out? Like, my girlfriend, it's like we always have to go someplace, and it's always like,
it
you
pains
know, $50.
Me. Oh, yeah.
$50.
She loves sushi.
Sushi, I know sushi.
My wife loves sushi. Sushi. It's all she eats.
And then
that's all she eats.
If she had her druthers, she would eat nothing but sushi all the time.
Yeah.
Sushi and fish all the time.
Sushi boats? She likes sushi boats?
Anything sushi. Yeah. It doesn't even matter. As long as
sushi
it's
boats are a relatively cheap way to
you
get
can't
through
eat, well,
a
you
sushi.
Know, eat it while you can, because
in a couple of years, you're going to be talking about...
There's going to be oil in the sushi boat places, too. It's going to get over there,
They're going to take some motor oil and just dump it into the little boats and sushi boat. Yeah. You know, I had one guy who emailed me a couple of months ago about the burger blog, and he emailed me to suggest a place, but then he ended his email by saying, because of your blog, I ate a half-pound burger for lunch. Then for dinner, before I drove home, I stopped at a place that we reviewed in the Tenderloin called Pearls Deluxe, and they have a half-pound burger.
Oh, Pearls I've gone to.
Yeah, Pearls is... I like Pearls, but then he got this thing called The Bomb, which is a half-pound burger served open-faced, and then they cover it in about half a pound of chili. And he ate that, and he said that I look forward to reading another review if I live through the night. And that, that one was...
He had both in one day.
He had both in one day.
That is bad. Yeah, I had, I didn't know that red meat was bad, and I was having a great time with it for about a year, because I was on this thing I couldn't have. There's all these things I couldn't eat, but I could eat meat. So then I went to this doctor, and then, I found out the jig was up with the red meat.
So that, like, when you're on the road and such like that, I mean, that's... What's your main?
Yeah, well, I couldn't have salt, and there was just, so I'm not really supposed to have salt. I had this vertigo thing, but now, I could have red meat. It doesn't really have that much of it.
Right.
And, it tasted good to me.
Because being a comic and you're on the road a lot, you eat a lot of bad food. You tend to eat a lot of bad food because that's all that's available. And you gotta get out.
Hey, that could be a time for dieting and just, working out, since there's no food. But no, let's just find
you eat a lot of bad. It's just kind of the nature of the beast.
Well, and you're performing late at night, and then you get done with a show, and then you're hungry, and then all that's open is bad food. You're not going to find tofu and salads at 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night.
I've been packing a late night lunch for myself, so I don't have to, So then I just have my little sandwich, and then I just join everybody for a drink.
Well, that's a very responsible, heart-healthy way to go.
A little turkey sandwich. Yeah. It can't hurt anybody.
That's a very smart way to go.
Yeah, and save a little money, too.
Very true.
That's smart, because comics aren't paid all that well.
Yeah. What is that? When you go, for sushi with a group, and then it's just like, how am I going to divide this?
I don't like doing anything with a group, because there's always some cheapskate who tries to not pay or tip or something.
Yeah, or sometimes they're just bad at math, like that happened to me. Yeah. It was a sushi group, too.
I just throw in as much money as I can. I just go, here, look, I'll pay for somebody something here. Here's $20 and whatever that covers. You guys cover the rest.
Yeah. And then you just stay till everybody leaves. Nobody leaves until we all leave.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, someone can always run off to the bathroom, but luckily everyone in the burger blog is, now we're getting offered free hamburgers, so we'll see if that one comes through, and we've got to...
No, that jeopardizes your...
There's no journalistic integrity. It's a blog about hamburgers. Chevrolet got in touch with us and wants to hire us to drive around in their cars and take pictures with a professional photographer for some new media campaign, and that's completely fine with me. I said, where do you want me to show up? What kind of car do I get to drive, and how many burgers do I have to eat in one day? The end. There's no journalistic integrity behind it.
Best comedy club food.
Comedy what?
Club food.
Club food. Oh, best comedy club food.
Because I gotta keep it on topic, brother.
Totally. Yeah.
It is Set Up Punch.
Oh, Set Up Punch. I don't know. The food at Cobb's really smelled good.
It's a Golden Gourmet, I believe. Golden Gourmet is the people who run that, right? Yes.
All I know is the last time I was at Cobb's with my
I think
wife,
Cobb's is probably one of the better ones.
They do have pretty good food. My wife, the table next to us, the last time we went to go see comedy Death Ray during Sketchfest, my wife and I were there, and the table next to us ordered some French fries, and my wife was they started smelling so good. She's like, I gotta get some, but she had to go to the bathroom. So I said, if the waitress comes by, I'll get some French fries. My wife goes to use the bathroom, and within a minute and a half, these French fries show up at the table. In the midst of this, Dana Gould is doing he was doing this character where he's just walking around and talking to people and acting. It's a character based on a guy on PBS. I'm forgetting the guy's name. But anyway, he's doing this character. So I'm at one moment, I'm caught between this. I don't know if my wife ordered these French fries, and then Dana Gould is in my face. And I love Dana Gould. Dana Gould's a fantastic comic.
Yeah.
And then suddenly Dana Gould is asking me dumb questions, but I'm also trying to figure out if my wife actually ordered the French fries that are now on our table, because it's been 90 seconds and she walked away and said, I would like some French fries. And so I was completely taken aback, but the fries were really good, and most of the food there is also quite edible. And actually, you know what? The nachos at the Punchline, I've only had them a couple of times. Al's making a face, but I love them so much that I have to pull my face in a weird death visage. But the last couple of times I've had them, they're not too bad.
Well, for the Bay Area, I have to say Cobb's probably has the best food.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to say Harvey's. Harvey's for the gay. No, people love the food. They have some great chicken tenders. It's good. It's good barbecue.
And
it comes out fast. It comes out fast, too, you know. I'm going to have to go with Harvey's.
Okay.
Because, well, it's the only one that I ate, really, in town, and it wasn't bad.
Okay.
I don't like the French fries, okay? I can be unbiased. But their chicken tenders are good. And, you know, little Ron Vai, he's always chowing down there.
Look at his little figure.
And he is a little tiny man. So it's got to be, it can't be that bad for you. I mean, Ron's got to weigh all of 90 pounds soaking wet. So
that's good.
Yeah, and I don't think he's a puker.
No, I don't.
No, he keeps it all in. He does his yoga. Yeah.
But he is just a tiny.
It's good. And I've been in that kitchen too, so it's clean. I vouch for Harvey's food.
There you go.
And it is a comedy club on Tuesday nights.
We got a plug for Harvey's. Never been there. Never had their food. But if I ever get it, no.
Yeah, but are you you should come by and do a set.
Who runs that?
Ron.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe I'll talk to him one day. I don't know all the rooms here. I've been so focused, like you, trying to produce these shows and put out good product and try to advance our careers as comics.
You're all over the place.
And here's a question I'm going to ask you. I mean, not only we comics, but we're Latinos.
Yes, we are. See?
What?
See?
Do you find that a hard label to shake, you know, with people who book us, or book you, rather? Or do you think you get more work because that label?
Oh, no, that, for me, I mean, I've got the gay thing, Al.
So that's more stronger than...
Yeah. I just feel that whatever I have...
So you have a completely different niche, because, I mean, you get you're lesbian, you're Latina, you're female.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not Latina. I mean, I think the hardest thing for me is I'm not Latina enough.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I don't speak,
you don't speak
Spanish.
Right.
I'm kind of like, I'm not really street. I don't have any of the qualities that people expect. Like when, you know, we're going to have Latin night, you know,
right.
It's like, oh, well, I'm just a nerd who's kind of half assimilated, and it's sort of tragic. so I don't have that. So that's sort of a problem for me, you know, because I'm complicated, and sometimes it's better to be very understandable and have like maybe one or two bullet points about your persona rather than have like
an entire
five different conditionals.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to hear from somebody else who was...
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, so I mean, my... what I do with stand-up has always been sort of finding my own venues and a little bit... I mean, I love playing the Deluxe because it's in the Hate and it's a comedy club, but it's, you know, it's not...